This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The UN says if it doesn't get fuel soon, it'll have to cut back relief operations across the Gaza Strip.
The United Nations has warned that the Israeli blockade of fuel into Gaza could force it to sharply cut relief operations as bombings rise in the sealed-off enclave. The warning came as hospitals in Gaza struggled to treat a relentless influx of wounded civilians with very few resources. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said the airstrikes recently killed over 700 people within 24 hours, mostly women and children. The Israeli military has said its strikes have destroyed Hamas infrastructure in Gaza and accused Hamas of hiding among Gaza's civilian population. I'm Karen Shamas.
The White House says it's making contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads into a broad regional conflict. Hurricane Otis has been weakening since it slammed into Mexico's southern Pacific coast early this morning as a monster Category 5 storm. Acapulco has been seeing dangerous winds and heavy rain. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
As the winds come down, we are going to be more concerned with the heavy rainfall and flash flooding that could occur.
As much as 15 inches of rain possible in some areas, meaning there could be landslides and floods. Will the House elect a speaker today? Republicans have chosen Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana as their latest nominee for House Speaker.
We're going to restore your trust in what we do here. You're going to see a new form of government, and we are going to move this quickly. This group here is ready to govern.
Thousands of books are being banned or restricted by U.S. prisons. That's according to a new report from PEN America. The most common official reasons are security and sexual content. It'll be Arizona and the Texas Rangers in the World Series. This is AP News. We've got the latest now on the charges against an accused off-duty pilot.
More charges are being filed against an off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines on a Horizon Air flight. Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with a flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show the captain and first officer told police after the plane landed, Emerson told them, "I'm not okay," just before he reached up to pull the handles and later said he'd been struggling with depression. A friend had recently died and he had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 48 hours earlier. Flight instructor Mark Angelos has known Emerson for more than 10 years. He's shocked, saying it just couldn't be our Joe. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.